Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is placing blame on President Trump for the deadly riot at the Capitol.
The last time the Senate convened, we had just reclaimed the Capitol from violent criminals who tried to stop Congress from doing our duty. The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like.
This comment comes on the president's last full day in office. The Republican leader vowed a safe and successful inauguration for Biden tomorrow. It's an unparalleled time of transition as the Senate presses ahead to his impeachment trial and starts confirmation hearings on Biden's cabinet. Three new Democratic senators-elect are to be sworn into office tomorrow as well. CNN commentator and Daily Beast senior columnist Matt Lewis joining Dimitri earlier with analysis of McConnell's words.
Well, definitely an historic time. Also a little bit of a scary time, I think, in Washington, D.C., and maybe a turning point for not just the nation, but the Republican Party, with Mitch McConnell really going after Donald Trump, blaming him for what happened on January 6th. January 5th has something to do with it. Dimitri, you might remember that was the day that two Republican senators lost elections in Georgia, and Mitch McConnell found out that he would no longer be the majority leader. Whatever the case may be, this suggests to me that there's at least a chance that Republicans will convict Donald Trump in the Senate trial, the impeachment trial. That would be a huge, huge development if that were to happen.
While Mitch McConnell cannot twist everybody's arm and say, yeah, go ahead and convict him, you're saying there would be almost no chance without Mitch. But now that he's on board, maybe so.
That's right. I think without Mitch McConnell, there's really no chance. You might end up with the Mitt Romneys of the world, Ben Sasse, maybe. But with Mitch McConnell, I think that changes the game. It's unfortunate that it took actually having the U.S. Capitol stormed and having a police officer lose his life before Republicans decided to hold Donald Trump accountable. But I think that obviously was a dramatic moment, and Mitch McConnell is signaling.
And, you know, I don't mean to be flippant or to pile on, but the people we saw storm the Capitol, they are undeniably Donald Trump's people because they were adorned in his gear, you know, hats and T-shirts and sweatshirts and whatever else. Are they also Mitch McConnell's people and Kevin McCarthy's people and Lindsey Graham's people? Did these politicians not ride or die with these voters?
Well, I think they're Donald Trump's people, but I do think that people like Mitch McConnell and every Republican really was afraid of them. And I don't think Mitch McConnell is fully appreciated. This is a guy who, you know, if you read his book, The Long Game, he survived polio. He punched out a neighborhood bully as a little kid. He was an early civil rights ally as a Republican. And, you know, not only did he become majority leader, but he actually beat back a pretty tough Tea Party challenge a few years ago. So I have a column that talks about how he always, you know, crawls from the wreckage. And I think that he has turned on Donald Trump. There's no two ways about it.
Again, that's Matt Lewis, senior columnist at The Daily Beast and a CNN commentator joining us on Skype.